We got a special guest here. My boy Trell here. He's going to tell us about his cooking skills. I'm kind of mad right now.
Me too,
he came
man.
In here a little fresh, and I'm mad at his parents because they should have held those kicks to back to school. they know things is rough around here. You
so
don't let
stupid.
Him wear those in the summer.
What's wrong with you, man?
You got to this weekend, Trell, and put them back in the box.
You stupid. Yeah. So, Trell, I want to ask you about, before we talk about the cooking show, let's talk about the, I seen you in a commercial with Promise Neighborhood. Let's talk about that. How was that to be in a commercial? And you had a large speaking line there.
Mm-hmm. It was like a good experience.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't get nervous, dog.
It was a good experience because, like my friends that see me on TV, they was like, oh, my God, you're, like, famous and stuff like that. And I was like, it's not even like that. I was just doing it for the community.
Okay.
Okay,
can I give him the clap? Can
yeah,
I give him the clap?
Give him the clap.
I can give him the clap,
clap
now.
Again. Give him the
that
clap.
That boy
again.
Good, man. That boy good.
You was too cool in the video, though.
Yeah, you was.
He was real cruel. He was in there smoking. You don't do that for like.
That's whack.
I'm like, dang, I feel like I'm there with him. Like, he's telling me this.
So, did they ask you to do it, or did you volunteer to do it? Like,
they asked me.
What did they say? How they go about?
Like, well, they was like, I want you. They said, Joni told me, she was like, she told my mom to tell me, like, I want you to be on the commercial. And I was like, is there money involved? And they, was like, and they said no. So I was like, I'll just do it anyway. And then that's how it happened.
You're trying to get them bucks, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what's up.
You got to let them know, you know, after you Master Chef, your price going up. They got to pay for that.
You can't charge us now. We family.
Yeah, we free. Yeah.
How long you been cooking, dog?
About 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
How old are you?
13.
So you was 10 when you started cooking. Mm-hmm. What's the first meal you ever made? I'll tell you what my first was.
What?
Hot dogs and pork and beans, dog. Yo, I was nice with that, dog. I'm telling you, I had special things I did with it. I used to cook it every time my mom used to make me babysit my sisters. It was my way of saying, oh, y'all want me to babysit? They're going to eat the same thing. Sooner or later, she's going to stop asking me to watch these kids that she had. Oh, my bad. I was having a moment. Slay, what was the first thing you ever cooked?
I don't know. I'd probably say, like, Oodles Noodles or something like that, man. Like
Beef or chicken.
Back in the H days, and your dad will tell you about that when you're older. But, like, you know, just, like, something light, man. But, I mean, I like cooking. I consider myself a chef, man. You follow me on Facebook, you know, like some of my stuff. I be making for dinner. Don't comment though, just like it.
He's stupid. So Charlie, so you started cooking at 10. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you cooking now? Like, how far have you come along? When you first made the first meal, did anybody eat it, or was it just you eating it by yourself? Like,
they ate it, and then it was like, it's good, and then I like. Like, I like to see other people happy, and it made me proud, like, to see them, like my food. So I was like, I'm just going to keep doing it and doing it.
Do you ever get to cook for, like, Thanksgiving or Christmas? You know, like, you know, because when we get together as a family, you know, they only ask certain people to make dishes.
Yeah.
You know, they ever let you make a dish?
No, because there's always my Auntie Glinda.
She can burn, dog.
Yeah, you're talking about legends.
Legends. You got some legends in your family. Your grandma, she can burn.
My grandma, Auntie Glinda. Yeah, they never really asked me.
You got to be in those kitchens watching, though.
Yeah.
And them legends is in there. You know, it's only a couple times a year. You got to be in there with your nose up, watching everything, taking notes.
So let's talk about the Master Chef. Like, right. how that come about? What did you have to do to be a part of it? And how do you think you did?
Well, my mom, she had, she was just looking for auditions I could get into. Then she found one, Master Chef. She was like, well, we got to go to New York, Manhattan to do it. So then we went, and then we had to, like, cook an egg and chop celery and stuff like that.
Okay. You killed it, right?
Your momager.
Yeah.
Your momager.
Your momager. You need that 15%.
How long do you have to wait before you find out if you made it or not?
Well, it was from that Monday to, like, today.
Uh-huh.
So if I don't get a call back, then I didn't make it. But if I do, I have to audition again. And then wait for a call back, then audition again. Okay. Wait for another callback.
Did you ever think about going to Joni? Because Promise, shout out to all the girls at Promise, and maybe they incorporating some kind of cooking class or some kind of cooking you know, something down there that you can be a part of? Maybe, you know.
Not really, cause, but my mom tells me to go down there. But I'm going to start going to see, like, what she could do for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That'd be good.
Because you cook for the block party.
Yeah.
Last summer?
Yeah, last summer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Trail was all up in my face. Like, I didn't even get to taste it yet. Like, let me eat it. It was good? How is it? You don't like it, huh? I just got my fork ready, bro. Hey, hold on. But he was real. Like, Trail was real. I was expecting, you know, because I seen, you know, some of your hamburgers online and stuff like that. But I see you can mix it up now. What's your favorite thing to make?
Anything? Yes.
You make no desserts?
Nah. Not really.
So you gotta get your range up. And like I want you to cook something for us here at the station, but you gotta be careful because Ray got the diabetes.
Yeah, me and diabetes.
So you can't
fighting.
Put too much sugar. You can't put too much sugar, whatever you make it. So you gotta make something good for me and V, and then probably a little fat free Rice Krispie treat for something like that.
Like, see, he's shooting back. besides the legendary cooking of the women in your family. Who is your favorite cook?
Probably goes my mom. I have like three. My mom, my grandma, Emma, and my auntie Glinda.
Those are your three?
Yeah.
Smart man.
What's your favorite dish that your mom makes?
Let's see. Stewed chicken.
Stewed chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You ain't trying to get that recipe? That might be what we need. You need a signature recipe that's Trail. Like something that like you when you get older you're gonna realize there's somebody in your family that makes something that only they can make it a certain way. And that's
like
what you need.
Glinda has her macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. You gonna need Trail something. I don't know what it is. Trail mix. You know what I'm saying? That might be your lane right there. Trail mix.
So, do you watch Food Network?
Yes.
Have you have you paid attention to like the kids shows where the kids are actually battling each other?
Yeah, but I think I'm better than all of them.
I was about to ask you that. I'm glad you said it.
Why you say that? What makes you better than all of them?
Because I feel like I cook, I when I cook, I just like wing it. I don't like follow recipes. While I cook, like I go along with what I have to do. Like, I don't have recipes, so yeah.
Okay. So you freestyle, you got no ghostwriter.
Nope.
So Trey, I know this, but let's talk about the other things that you do that maybe give you the confidence that you have. You're an athlete.
Yeah.
And you're a competitor.
Yeah.
And I think that from me hearing you say this, that some of your basketball skills and the things that you've done on the basketball court makes you feel like, I don't care who's in front of me. Yeah. I don't care if I'm cooking, dancing, or whatever. It's going down that way.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Like, how do you fit all this into your program?
You have to have I hate losing.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have an alpha mentality every time, like anywhere.
Can I give him a clap?
Yeah, can I give him a clap? Give him the clap. Give him the clap. He prepared.
Yeah, man.
Poe talk to him in the car.
keep going. What else you need?
Like, just having like competing. This is like, I just have like to have like basically experience. So like I'm not scared of nothing. When it comes to cooking or basketball or football, whatever it is, I just be ready.
All right, and we both know that it takes a lot of hard work and practice. Yeah. You cooking all the time, right?
Yeah.
How much times a month you cooking?
Give you 10.
All right, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I mean,
bad.
At 13 years old, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's damn good.
That's not
good.
Bad at all. Now, one of the things we do with people that come up here is we make sure we follow them and we make sure like they getting themselves right in whatever they come up here for.
Mm-hmm.
So even if like you don't make the cut this time for Top Chef or whatever it's called.
Master Chef,
excuse me.
No, I'm helping.
We want to make sure. Yeah, good luck. That was a sis. But we want to make sure that you sticking with your talent and you doing something that so like you better and better each time.
Yeah.
So I want you to talk to them down at Promise to see what else you can get into. But also, we are going to talk to them
I'll
at
talk
Promise.
To them. Yep.
Now, Promise owe us a favor.
They do. I think they owe us a couple favors.
They owe us a favor. Now, us, we're not happy with Promise right now. So we're gonna cash in that favor with you, and we're gonna make sure that like something good comes out of this.
All
right, but we
need you to be dedicated.
Yeah, we hope you do make it because it would be great. But like we said, like Slay said, either way, man, just make sure that you continue to wanna strive, and we'll do whatever we can. I'll actually talk to Kites Nest and SBK. I'm sure they can find you a cooking program. That's not going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't understand why the Youth Center doesn't have one. I mean, Tyrone's there. He should be able to put together something where you can. I mean,
they got a kitchen.
You know what we did? You know what we did one year? SBK had a cook-off. And we basically had Barbara Jones did really well. My mom, she did well. Nita did well. But, I mean, we can put together a cook-off for the kids.
Yeah. Like, because Joni said, like, that block party, she said this is going to be annually, so it's going to be every year, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah. No, it's every year. Oh, but you're saying the cooking part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to follow up.
We're reminded.
You got to follow up. That's something that you got to take it upon yourself to go down there, because, like, it means more when it's coming from the youth. Yeah. So if you're going down there and you're saying, this is what we want to do, or this is what I want to pursue, like, you know, that makes adults move more than if it's other adults saying, listen, the kids want this or the youth want that. Like, y'all really got to spearhead that. And then when you need some muscle, that's when you call me. You know what I mean? And I'll let them, I'll, you know, get on the phone like, yo, listen.
So I want to do something, and G and Lola, I want to take this a little different way. I didn't even tell Ray or Slay. And y'all stop me if I'm going too far, but this is a perfect opportunity. We're talking to a 13-year-old young black male that is positive in his community, working hard, and our kids are seeing the things that's going on in the world. And we only know what we know, but I want to ask you, being 13, being young, being black, how do you feel about what you should not be able to see live, but you are actually watching on both ends, you know, on the end of black men being killed and officers being killed? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's, like, just not right. Because, like, from the officer killing the, like, everything leads to something. Like, for, let's see, how I'm going to say this. Like, so, like, if you're going to, like, it's, like, if you're going to do something, then obviously you're going to look for, like, what's that word again?
Yeah, take your time. I will help you with the words, but
but we don't know yet what the word is.
I don't want to put words in your mouth because I got some words.
But a reaction,
like when somebody said "don't do it," but you do it, the consequence.
There we go.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Consequence of your actions, like we don't. The officers, they killing the black kids or anybody for no reason. That leads to their deaths, and that's what everybody just needs to stop the madness.
Yeah, it's terrible, man. I mean, is your mom and your dad having conversations with you and saying, listen, you know, if you
were... They tell me, like, just, like, if a police... Be nice to a police officer. If whatever they do, just do it. Don't make them do what... Like, don't make them kill you and stuff like that. But it's, everybody's doing that, and it's still happening, so...
Yeah, it's kind of scary, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get it from a 13-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we see it that way. But, I mean, what do you think is the answer? I mean, if that's crazy, somebody said the children are our future. So I'm asking you, you're bright, very bright. You held yourself. Like, we had a lot of people come in here and sit with us, and they fumbled over their words. They didn't know what to say. They got shy. They didn't talk in the mic. From the time you came in, obviously, you have a great relationship with me and Slay. You know what I'm saying? But you killed from the top. What do you think the answer is? Or do you know?
Yeah. Well, like, this, I think, like, everybody has to be organized. Like, just fought, like, they need, people just need to follow instructions. Whether it's, like, police officers or just people in the community, just, like, be respectful to each other.
All right. I got to give them the clap for that.
Get that man the clap.
I got it. See.
You know what? You can wear them sneakers next week.
You going to get one more week on them sneakers?
You earned it. You earned it.
Yeah, he killed.
He got one more week out of those.
Quickly, can we get at least mom and dad, or mom or dad, to sit down, and we can just chop it up with you guys really quick? Yeah, let's go. Y'all stay right there.
With the
fam in
here.
Yeah, with the fam in here. Ray, you getting questions in your head, right? Lola, you good?
Yep.
Okay. First of all, congratulations. How does it feel, you know, to have a young 13-year-old black male, you know, stereotype saying that, you know, our kids are in gangs and doing all this stuff. Here you have a young man that's doing very positive things, and you're there. They always talk about broken homes in black people's families. This is not a broken home. It's a mother, it's a father. You both came to the radio station with him, with his sister. Just tell me how that feels, you know?
I'm proud. It makes me feel happy. Also, it makes me feel excited to know that, you know, with our community, that my son will have, you know, opportunities to go out and fulfill his dream to become a chef. Also, like I said, it makes me proud of my child. It makes me proud of my home. It's hard work, but we're doing it.
Yes, you are.
Good,
and
good.
Can I give...
Give her a clap.
Give her a clap? All right. It's a damn shame I got to ask instructions.
Nah,
it's crazy.
Give her a clap.
All right, man. I'm giving her the clap. Slay, you got a question?
Nah, I mean, I just want to say, you know, just thanks for coming on. And, you know, I know it's got to feel good to see, you know, Trell on here. Because he kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
Like, he really had it together, and he, you know, answered everything precise and, you know, intelligent. Like, I swear to God, if I see him in detention or anything, one time this year, I'm going to put the foot in his behind.
Please do. Please
after
do.
He was up here all intelligent and all that, man, because that's what, you know, people don't see, you know, how smart, you know, our kids really are. Yes. And they overlook that, you know, and they focus on nonsense when, you know, I think somebody needs to, like, also tell the kids, like, how intelligent they are. Because as a youth growing up in Hudson, like, you don't realize your intelligence until someone tells it to you later in life. Like,
yes.
So you miss that. So, Trell, let me be one of the people to tell you, like, you got it, man. Like, you definitely got it. And you got one more week out of them shoes after this, but then they got to go back.
Well, definitely appreciate y'all having them here, having them on. And y'all guys keep up the great work.
Appreciate it.
All right, so when you guys find out the information, will you please let us know? And we're gonna stand by what we said. We're gonna make sure that I'm gonna reach out to my brother and make sure that we get him in some kind of program, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it would be a good idea to have a little cook off during that Black Festival. Well, during that Black Party that they had with Promise. And
yes. Last year he became he won second place, so we'd like to see if he get first place this year.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
all right, thanks for coming in. We're gonna take a break, man. Listen, I'm gonna give y'all a clap on the way out. Y'all deserve it. I just love what you guys are doing as a family, and nothing but respect. You already know respect.
Shout out Relly,
Boo. Shout out Relly and Boo. Yep, and the whole fam. You know what I mean? Clap on the way out, and then I'm gonna play a track, and we'll be back.